Kultur um 5.
Ich kann es ja mit klassischer Musik an Streichquartett gedet diese Sonntag an der Église Sainte-Barbe zu La Sauvage. Und das mit dem Kreisler Quartett, eine Formation, die sich 2009 zusammengedauert hat und als Musiker von der Lützebäuer Philharmoniker besteht. Am Gespräch mit Luc Bönches schwätzt eh von der Musiker, den Cellist Neil Brown, über die Entstehung vom Quartett, den Konzertprogramm und das Leben zwischen beruflichem und privaten Musiksleben.
Hi Neil Brown.
Hallo.
You are not just a cellist at the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra, but you're also part of the Kreisler Quartet. When that group was created, what was the idea behind it?
I think it's always a sort of ambition of people who play in orchestra to be able to play chamber music, and especially as string players, playing string quartet is a great experience, as there's so much fantastic repertoire from all the major composers throughout all the eras of music.
Do you see this complementary to the work in the orchestra, or why do orchestra musicians like to play in chamber music?
I think I think there are various reasons. It gives us something which we can do apart from playing in the orchestra, which is always healthy for us. From a psychological point, from a musical point. No, it's true. It gives some variation. It's good from that point of view.
Okay, so it doesn't feel like working beside work.
Now you're touching on a very interesting question. What is the life of a musician? Is it work or is it what we were just born to do? I don't know. Mm. Anyway, no, it doesn't. It feels... there are times in life, of course, when everything becomes... I mean, I was in a full-time quartet before I came here, so I know what that feels like when you do nothing else. Mm-hmm. And it's very much like any job. There's ups and there's downs. This is, for us, it's like a break from a full-time occupation, so we can focus on things that, we really love about that aspect of music making, string quartet music making.
So you're a professional musician who is doing music as a hobby.
Yes, could if you want to call it a hobby, it's a wonderful hobby, yes. Except we get paid for it, ha ha. Yeah.
So the ensemble was founded in 2009. In all those years, were there many changes or did the ensemble stay the same?
There have just been changes of viola player. We started with Dagmar Ondraček, who's the principal viola or solo viola at the orchestra. It's always been orchestra players. So then it was Jean-Marc Appap, who came not too long after that, maybe a couple of years. And then very much more recently, Maya Tal, who has been in the orchestra for not that long. And Jean-Marc wanted to move on, as it were. I mean, it was just a bit too much for him to do, because it can be a lot if you try and do a lot of different things at the same time.
Of course. But it's not you discriminating viola players.
Yeah, we give them a terribly hard time. No, it's not that bad.
All right. So what would you say is the most important thing to do or to have as a quartet that stays together for such a long time?
I think in the position that we're in, which we're not a full-time quartet, I mean, one has to understand that. We're, what one would call an orchestral quartet. It's a bit of a strange expression, but so we're not playing all the time at all. I mean, sometimes we get together for fun. Sometimes we read some repertoire. Sometimes we have concerts, not that many, because there's not enough time to have a career as a quartet. So it's really what we do to enjoy ourselves. And most of our concerts are here in Luxembourg. We've had a couple in France, in Germany, that sort of thing. But it's not, we don't actually actively go and get an agent and all that stuff that you'd have to do if you wanted to have a career.
You're all members of the Luxembourg Philharmonic, you're all colleagues.
Yes.
Does this make things easier or sometimes more difficult to work together?
I mean, it's how can one say? The music is the most demanding thing. It's not really us, so to speak. So if we're careful in programs we choose, we should be able to not get ourselves in trouble. I think with this group, compared to some other experiences I've had, this is a really nice group, of people. And we have, worked hard sometimes but well. Mm. And we usually come out with a pretty nice result and a feeling that we've done something quite useful.
So now in La Sauvage you are going to play two composers. One is Mendelssohn, the other one is Dvorak. Mm-hmm. Those composers are quite different, lived in different areas. What's yes. the idea behind this program?
I mean, they're two very different but very beautiful works. The Dvorak, the American quartet, is one of a pair of American, there's the American quartet and American quintet, which came just at the same time. And this is probably his most famous string quartet. So that's always great fun to play. We've played it often, so we came back to it, and of course with some fresh ideas, but it's very nice to come back to a work that you've played more than some other works. Mm-hmm. The Mendelssohn we played about a year ago, so that's also coming back to something that's also an extremely beautiful piece. I think the contrast of styles is more from, let's say, early Romantic to a later Romantic.
And I think hearing some kind of excitement from you to be playing this again.
Yes, I mean these are great pieces, and I'm especially, having come from 10 years of total quartet playing here about 20 years ago, it was always important for me personally to continue playing quartet, so I'm always excited to talk about it.
Now, the concert will be played in a church in La Sauvage. Yes. Would you say that church is well-suited for a concert program in chamber music?
It's two things to say about that. One is sometimes the acoustic is not, but you adapt. Like if we played in this studio, very, very dry, mm-hmm. or in a church which can be very full of echo and after sounds. Mm. So
you really have to adapt.
You have to adapt. Yeah, you've got to think how to deal with that. Very often playing in a church is very beautiful because the surroundings are beautiful. They're beautifully made. They're there to represent something very special. And very often, you know, music is part of a church anyway. So when you're playing music in a church, it does have a special feeling to it.
Soweit den Musiker Neil Brown iwwer de Konzert dëse Sondesch zu La Sauvage an der Kirch. Falls ihr de Konzert vum Kreisler Quartett interessiert seid, de kompletten Details zum Programm von der Online beim Klassiksender Opus 100,7 an der Adenat www.opus.radio. Und dat war dann noch schon für haut bei Kultur 5. Und Mikro für die letzte Stunde war de Joey Bierschen an all Beiträge von haut von dir.